insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 38th verse of this surah, so let's listen to this verse once again, and we'll be back with some explanations.
فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ
So give the relative his right, as well as the needy and the traveler. That is best for those who desire the countenance of Allah. And it is they who will be the successful.
Regarding this 38th verse, brothers and sisters, we mentioned that it is specifying how you should spend your properties. Why? Because beforehand, it has taken this for granted that you already know that Allah is the real owner of properties. And it is He who defines how these properties must be used. So it says, فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ We explained in the previous episode that some commentators believe that the addressee in this verse is the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is why right after this verse was sent down, the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bestowed fadak on Fatima al-Zahra and delivered it to her. But there are other commentators that actually believe that the addressee in this verse is general. I mean, they believe that it includes both the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other people. So, according to this commentary, the translation would be that all people are obliged not to neglect the right of their relatives. Now, these two commentaries, dear listeners, do not contradict each other, and they can come along with together in this way, that the verse has a very vast concept, and the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his relatives, especially Lady Fatima al-Zahra, his daughter, are its perfect denotation expansion. But it does not mean that they contradict each other. And this makes it clear that neither of these interpretations contradict with this noble surah as a Meccan surah, because the concept of this verse is a conclusive concept, so that it must be fulfilled in both Mecca and Medina. And according to this holy verse, bestowing fadak on Lady Fatima al-Zahra is completely acceptable. The only things, however, which remains rather ambiguous here is the sentence when the above-mentioned verse was sent down. So, in the narration that we had a look on earlier in the previous episode, we said that we had a narration that says when the above-mentioned verse was sent down, a Prophet of Islam bestowed fadak on Lady Fatima and delivered it to her. Now, but if we take the Arabic term here in the sense of cause, not in the sense of a particular time. I mean, this problem would be solved, and the concept of the narration will be that the Prophet ﷺ, for the sake of this divine commandment, bestowed Fadak on Fatima. In addition to that, some of the verses of the Quran have been sent down twice. So this would solve the problem for us. Let us have a break and we'll be back. Now, one question here is that why among all the needy persons and possessors of right, only these three groups have been mentioned? And the reason may be for the importance of them, because the right of the relatives is more significant than any other right. And among the deprived and the poor, the needy and the wayfarers are those in need more than others. So the question asked, why only three groups are mentioned as the ones whom we need to actually bestow some of our properties for them? Actually, in better terms, why do we have to give them their own rights? Only these three groups are mentioned here. So it is for the sake that these are more important than the others. Or even, it is for the sake of the point that Fakhr Razi has mentioned here. He says that the eight groups to whom alms must be given is in the case of that alms is obligatory, while the three groups who are mentioned in this verse must also be helped even at the time when giving alms is not obligatory, because some of the relatives are those to whom giving alimony is obligatory for a person, but the needy is the deprived person, that if he is not helped, his life may be in danger. So also a wayfarer may be in some circumstances that with the lack of succor he dies. The order of mentioning these three groups in the holy verse is also appropriate to the order of their importance. This is what Fakhr Razi has for us. Thank you for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.